Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/modern. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Star Wars Book Club podcast, your weekly Star Wars podcast with all the books and EU stuff, comics, all that jazz. As always, I'm your host, Blake Schultz, welcoming back Harley Salbaca.
Guys, I'm back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I left you for so long, but free comic book day is...
It's more than just a day for some.
It's more, yeah, it's like finals week, but it lasts for like a few months.
Right. When you just have to keep rereading the free books and putting all the pieces together
read,
of Rebirth.
I didn't read any of the free books for Free Comic Book Day because I was too busy, like, restocking them.
Right.
It was great, though. It was really, really successful. It was busier. Did you come?
No, I was working that day, okay. I believe. It was either on some set or somewhere. It's fine.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion showed up.
Well, that's exciting.
And I didn't get to see him.
That's disappointing.
I was running the shop, and I wasn't at the festival.
Anyways, we are back to talk about the Darth Vader comics issue 20 and 21.
Yeah.
Because we have fallen behind while we've been reading all the novels and everything else.
Oh, they're so good. Did you see... did you talk about how it's ending at 25?
We touched on it a little bit. Okay. I was a little disappointed. Tyler was a little like, let's go out on a high note. How do you feel about it?
Lots of things. So I think it's probably good because the person who writes it, Kieran Gillen, he's a phenomenal writer and he's does a great job of not going on too long when he writes comics.
Right.
Like he writes it just the right amount of time, just as long as he has story left to write and doesn't make it more than that, which I appreciate because sometimes you're reading something and it's great and then it just goes on for too long.
Yeah.
Fables. and it gets kind of muddled. So I think it's going to be good, but like, Star Wars is still ongoing, so right. Vader's ending. Star Wars is ongoing. I'm assuming Vader's going to end right before, like, Empire.
Yeah.
So what's Star Wars going to do? That's my big question.
That's an interesting point that I hadn't thought of yet, because my main takeaway was that since Vader downed, the, like, Shu-Turan War, or whatever it was called, was kind of a low point.
Yeah, it was kind of a lull.
Like,
a little bit of a lull.
And I was kind of like, yeah, let's go out on a high note and go home. But I was also sort of like, can we get, like, maybe one more...
Something.
After like this, like, go up to, like, maybe 30 or 40, so that I'm not, like... One really awesome story and one pretty good crossover and one very slow story and then we'll see about this next one.
Yeah, because Vader Down was just such a strong crossover and a lot of their stuff really intertwines and so I'm really...
Well, and that's the other thing too, is Vader going to be more prevalent in Star Wars now? Because then you get that book starts to get a little bit more crowded.
No, I don't think it will.
Yeah.
I don't think it will. I think at some point we'll probably get another, like, annual. Like, we'll get an annual where it's like, oh, look, you're missing Vader. Here's an annual. Or, we'll get a new run focusing on him in a specific point in time that's like a miniseries.
Yeah.
But I think it's... I'd rather have him ended as the writer before it goes on too long.
I will say I like the idea of it ending as at 25 because now I can buy a real nice... hardcover omnibus and just have the whole thing.
Just the 25.
Like, I like that idea because I am very much like, I like my beginning, middle, and end and a display thing, and you can't really do that with a lot of things now. And I'm like, ooh, here's one little tight nugget that I can have all to myself.
There's some really gorgeous deluxe edition hardcovers for Vader and Star Wars coming out where it's like the first 10, 12 issues.
Right.
That we ordered. Oh my gosh. They come out in a few weeks. They're
I know. I'm gonna hold out for all 25.
They're so beautiful.
They'll do it.
They will. It's Marvel.
Of course. Why wouldn't they make the thing
that everybody
constantly
wants
to make a bunch of money?
And they do that already. Everything is going from like issues and you get the volumes and then it's like, oh, no, 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 we're not selling those volumes anymore. You got to buy the fat volume that we call a book. And no, 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 now we're not going to do a book. Now it's an omnibus.
Like, right.
That's what they do.
And you just got to pick and choose which
get
one you want.
Get that money. Make that paper.
Make that sweet, sweet Star Wars money. Got to pay for those reshoots for Rogue One somehow.
I heard about that.
I mean, we've talked about that to death on two of our shows now, but, and it's also, I mean, it's pretty, reshoots happen. I don't care.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, everything. Civil War had them. It's fine. But anyway, Rogue Star Wars A New Hope had them, but I'm going off. But
Return of the Jedi had them.
Yes, all of them had them. All of them had them. Every movie has reshoots. It's not complicated. But Darth Vader issue 20, I thought was a good return to form.
Yes, it felt very much like when I was reading the earlier, like the first story arc, right?
Yeah.
Where you got a lot of those, like the good characters that you like, seeing them do what they do. You got to have 3PO being completely evil.
Yes.
As he likes to do. Instead of just little tastes of him, because at the beginning we got a lot of him consistently. Yeah. And then for a while I was like, he just pops in and says something funny and evil and then pops out.
Well, that first arc was so focused on Aphra and Vader and the intimacy and the relationship and the backstory. And that second arc was so focused on this dumb war.
Yeah.
That didn't feel like it mattered. Yeah. And what's funny too is in the background of that war you had Silo, I guess. Because I keep wanting to call him Kylo, but I can't be right because of Kylo Ren.
Yeah, I don't like that they named him that.
It's too close.
It's too close. And I'm wondering if it is going to be that his name is pronounced Kylo and that like he does something really potent and like Kylo Ren named himself after him or something.
That's going to seem very I mean,
that's so, because it's just why would you name him Kylo with a C?
Right. Right. It doesn't, because then he's also taking two characters from the universe and just changing the first letter of each name.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that they did it because, and I'm assuming it's Silo because Cyclops.
Right.
Got one
and
eye.
And as much as I like the idea that he has all these like weird genetics and manipulation and he's died like four times in this book so far, I need a little bit more of him because that second arc, him and Grievous Akbar and the twins, I don't think you were on the episode where we talked about it, but they completely wasted that female twin to me.
Yeah,
where she was like, I want you to teach me how to be a Sith. And he was like, no. And then she gets thrown into the fire, and I was like, oh, this is going to be really poetic. He's going to pull her out.
And then teach
her. A la himself.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen too.
And then he just drops her back in.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I thought he was going to pull her out and teach her, because especially like in the original Star Wars series, the old Marvel series, there was a female Sith Lord.
Right. And there was also,
it was like a big deal. And she took over Darth Vader's mantle once he was dead. And like, A, it was a little cheesy, but B, that was awesome. Right. I thought that was so cool.
Well, and you also had in the video games, The Force Unleashed, his secret apprentice. And I was like, oh, we're going to go down that road to make the apprentice fight the Emperor.
Yeah.
Which would have been great.
Yeah.
And I was like, dig that story up. That would have been awesome. But who cares? But they kept sort of flirting with them in the background of this war. And then this issue was Palpatine being like, it's time for all to be revealed. And I was like, this would be infinitely more impactful if you had actually focused that second arc on Silo and on the twins.
Yeah, I agree. Though, can I just say your Palpatine is so on point.
Oh, no, I loved, let me be clear, that beginning part, it was so much exposition, but it was gold.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like,
I just want to record you doing, like, the Palpatine monologue at the beginning, where he's talking to Vader about all that shit.
I could,
Can we just have you, like, read some of it?
I can try.
Because your Palpatine is, like, on point.
We can, we'll do another segment. I'll grab the book after we're done recording. We'll do that.
And that was such a good monologue that he did at the beginning, where he's talking about how he played with Vader and what he did and all the stuff with, like, I had to test your weakness, all the, oh my gosh.
Well, and I love too when he was just like, I had apprentices. Darth Maul was a loss, but Dooku was not. You, however, were better. And then Mustafar, your failure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
And he's like, fine, Silo. Well, you say that. I can't say that.
And then he's like, this also didn't work. But I do kind of like that it's also Palpatine just being like, Vader, come here. I have made a lot of mistakes. could you? My bad, trying to have you killed. Didn't work.
Oops, fuck
would
that
you
up.
Kindly go kill this traitor? Because I'm very old. And it's really just embarrassing if I ran into him. It's awkward now.
Can you be Palpatine for Halloween? Just so you talk like that try. The whole night?
I can do it.
Please.
I'll do a whole episode just with the hood and everything for Halloween.
Oh my god, please.
It'll be great.
We should do a Halloween episode where we all dress up like somebody.
I would kind of love if the comics did, like, I made a joke, not even on any of our shows, but just out in the world, where I was like, I kind of wish John Boyega and Daisy Ridley had done a Force Awakens Christmas special just to be silly. But now I kind of wish the comics would do stupid non-canon,
like, one shot
holiday specials.
Oh my god.
Like,
can we, I don't understand why we don't have a Force Awakening, like, cast, like, holiday special this year.
I think it would be funny to, because just, it'd be really meta and stupid and charming.
And great. And they can all, like, sing. They could all be singing stuff. Because I saw some video the other day on the internet of Daisy Ridley singing with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, she's on point.
They were singing, like, songs from a Chorus Line. They sang at the ballet, and, like, Barbara Streisand sang with them at points, but she was, like, the director.
Yeah.
And, like, it's pregnant Anne Hathaway and, like, Daisy Ridley singing at the ballet, and I'm just there going, okay. And, like, Barbara Streisand's like, yeah, I didn't know that Daisy, I wasn't sure that Daisy Ridley could sing, and we were talking about something else when I met her, and I was like, do you sing? And she's like, yeah. And I didn't know if it was like a, yeah, I sing, like, you know, when da-da-da-da-da, and she's like, oh, no, she sings, and they show Daisy Ridley singing, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can we please have a Force Awakens Star Wars musical special?
No, it would be fine. I would be fine
with
this.
And have it be super meta.
That would be so, I think that would be so funny.
I think it'd be so good.
But I also liked this issue worked really well as a kind of a conduit in between these two stories. Because after Palpatine dumps exposition, Thanos gets to dump exposition.
Thanos.
And in a way, it's almost clunky storytelling of just like, I've got to get from point A to point B real, real fast. Like, this could have been like three issues. But also, we've done a lot of espionage in this series of like piecing things together, that it's kind of nice to just have two back-to-back scenes of like, here's the deal.
Yeah, here are your answers.
Especially knowing that we're coming up on the finale.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever this theme of these 25 issues is going to be.
Yeah.
Which it seems like what it's really going to be is Darth Vader solidifying himself as Vader.
Yeah.
Before he meets Luke.
Yeah. And the stuff with him and Aftra coming to a head.
Yeah.
And, like, now Thanos has been like, oh, this is where she is. I hate saying Thanos. I just feel like I'm saying Thanos with a lisp.
It's like a tooth missing. Yeah.
Thanos.
It's like, why are they naming all of these new characters like people that already exist in
Marvel? Silo Kylo. Is this Thanos, stupid? Thanos.
Like, come on. There's a lot of names.
Especially because Thanos is actually a really cool character.
Right.
And I'm like, why are you giving him a
weird name? I'm so bummed that he's gone.
I know. But I like how he knew. What did he say? He had some great line right before.
He has the moment where he's like, so I had two options because I figured this whole thing out. Either I send you an anonymous tip because I believe in the long-term empire and our emperor is weak and you're the guy who can do it next.
Yeah.
So I could either send you an anonymous message and spend the rest of my life hiding, or I could save us all a lot of time.
And just tell you.
It was good working with you, Anakin.
Yeah,
and
he just love that.
Drops that
I love when
in
he
there.
Called him Anakin. He's like, did he say Anakin Skywalker?
No, but before that, he's like,
he does say Anakin Skywalker.
He realizes that he figures out the Skywalker name.
Because
he's like, everything that you did was right on the heels of this kid, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
What a name.
Yeah. And that was such great moments. And then him telling him where Aftra was, and then just it keeps coming through PO. Triple zero saying some like evil shit and then cutting to the page where it's like next and it's after on the page and you're like, oh shit.
And then behind, I read it digitally and so I was kind of thrown off because it was like, you're on page like 20 of 30.
So you're like, it's over, but wait.
And then it went to the next issue and I was like, shouldn't this be at the end of the whole book?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't I just turn and it'd be like the misadventures of BT and 000? That's a quick issue to gloss over because it is just two back-to-back setup issues, but they're very well done. And then you get this great 000 backstory that apparently the...
Wait, so was it that at the end of those two issues for you?
No.
The, oh, okay,
the,
so the, as the
next
issue 20.
Was in between
yes. Yeah, that's how it was in the comic too. It's like, so I got to that page and I was like, why is there so much more? Marvel doesn't do the crazy ads like DC. And then I flipped the page and I was like, it's another story.
Right. I was just kind of like, guys, if I hadn't like, because I was reading it at my office job. So I was kind of like looking around and I was like, huh, if I hadn't like clicked my iPad to know how many pages were left, I would have turned this off.
Yeah. Like, and you would have been so disappointed when you found out. You would have been like, there was a 000 story at the end of that.
Oh, just a fun little. I want. He mentions you must know BT's history also.
Yeah.
And I was like, so now I need a one shot.
I know.
Of the day BT gets activated.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know.
Yes. But that was a really well done issue too, because it was just sort of him prepping for this next thing. But you got a lot of information about him.
Yeah.
And my new favorite moment of him not having his arms and the guy being like, yeah, I know who you are. And he's like, huh, would you reattach my arms for me? And I was like, oh, he's going to
kill that guy. Yeah.
And he knows that without his arms, he is vulnerable.
Yeah.
Luckily, he's sitting next to a nuke.
Yay.
I also like the idea that Grand Moff Tarkin at one point was like, what if I made every single droid we had like a murder bot?
I know, I love that part. It's like, murder, what? And you're like, what? Wait, what?
And apparently the first version of 000 blew his own brain off because he was like, oh, this isn't going to work. I'm going to kill everyone. Peace.
So good.
It was so
fun. So that means that there's probably other evil droids out there too.
At least one. Yeah. At least one. Well, he does make the comment of like, you are the 000 matrix. So I think he might be
the only one.
The only one.
Yeah, but like Last Jedi, Last Shmedai.
They like to do this a lot in Star bots. Wars. I almost get kind of tired. I don't even know if it's a trope, but I get a little tired of the like, I'm the last of whatever. And then at one point they're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, shut up.
This isn't the last unicorn.
Just one time, be the last person.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's 15 more Time Lords and 10 more Jedis. And it doesn't make it more fun. It makes his thing less interesting.
Every time someone says they're the last something too, I hear like the Kenny Loggins Last Unicorn song in my head, but with whatever they are. So like the Last Jedi, like a song in my head. And I'm just like, what if there was a theme song every time someone was the last?
Although
there'd be so many theme songs.
We know this would never happen because we know that Bob Iger wants to make Star Wars movies until we all die. But I would like it if episode 9 was just called so The morbid. Last Jedi.
And then Kenny Loggins came back to sing.
That would be great.
A song about the Last Jedi.
And then, yeah, that would be fine.
I'm so down.
These are all things that would be perfectly fine. So then we get into Vader issue 21.
Yeah, so then AFTRA.
Yeah, so then I am also behind on Star Wars, the main line, so I don't know how she's gotten out of the prison. But obviously she has gotten out of the prison.
Yeah, I don't remember. How did she get out of the prison?
Because the last issue I read of that was the bounty hunter was just kind of walking around and they were all three being snarky to each other.
What was she? I read so much. I possibly was falling asleep when I read that one. Yeah. I often fall asleep while reading my comics. It would
be fine because this Sun storyline has been very boring.
Yeah.
And Luke and Han have been worthless in it.
I know. God, I'm so excited, though. Next week we can do the Han Solo.
That's
number
right.
Number one comes out on
That's
Wednesday.
That's coming. Oh, God. We need to finish Bloodline because there's so many comics. Then we can take a novel break. Since we're all working full-time jobs and trying to do this. So subscribe to our channel.
Please.
And share it with all your friends.
And this Friday, if you guys watch Geek and Sundry, I will be on whatever their show is that's on at 3:30. I forgot the name of it. I'm so sorry. I'm very tired. I also just got off work.
Best plug ever.
I just got off work.
On Friday, I don't know, Google me.
No, on the Geek and Sundry Twitch channel. I will be on it at 3:30 with Hector.
You can follow Hector is Funny, Hector Navarro, friend of the show, and check out his Nickelodeon podcast. I know it sounds like we're signing off, but we're not.
I'm sure that Hector will know, too, if you ask Hector. Hector will be like, Harley, you're on this part of the show. And I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I work a lot. I work so 6 days a week.
Great.
So me and Hector will be doing an episode of Geek and Sundry 3:30.
I want to say it's called Group Hug because he posts about that one a lot, but I could be wrong. But AFTRA shows up in a bar where she's just getting drunk, I guess waiting to die.
Yeah, I know. Well, she knows it's coming. Like I feel like so far she's kind of been like, I'm lucky that he hasn't killed me already. And now she's like, I'm past the point of no return. He's going to find me and kill me. And there's nothing I can really do about it. Like, she's kind of okay with her fate.
Right.
But that's the thing is I'm wondering, A, is he actually going to kill her?
No, he's going to take her.
I think he's going to take her. And I think at some point, I feel like in the end few issues, he's going to hide her somewhere.
See, I think she's going to...
And tell people she died. I feel like there may be, like, if she doesn't have some big, like, they're going to, if she dies, she's going to have, like, a hero's death.
See, and here, and
but I think he might protect, because he, again, like, when has he killed women, really?
He hasn't, but here's my theory.
Except for the one that tried to murder him.
Two theories.
He just let her die.
That's true. No, she lost the will to live, because that made sense.
Yeah.
I hate that part of that otherwise good movie. just have him choke her to death. That would have been fine. He's a bad guy now. We don't need to like him.
Sad.
If anything, it's better if we don't like him. He also just...
Blake, take a breath. Blake.
So many children were dead. but I think all of this is going to get revealed somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
Silo's going to try to make a deal with the Emperor. Vader's got this thing going on. He's figuring it out. Silo's going to get killed by Vader. Palpatine's going to go, I know what you're up to. And he's going to go, great, to show you my goodwill, she's been tracking down this person.
Yep.
I'm going to kill her in front of you. Pledge my allegiance. I think what we're building to is Vader at his, not really the most brutal, but his darkest. Because the next big emotional beat for him
is
the start of the redemption.
Yeah.
So I think for this, for these 25 issues.
He's got to go dark before he can go light.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that's why they're ending it at 25. Maybe we see him as darkest point, and then next, the whole, they do another mini story arc that's maybe like 12 issues. That's him going back to the light side, but still playing the dark, which is why Kylo Ren's like, I'm finishing what you started.
I felt it again.
The pool to the light.
He sounds like Kermit. He sounds like Kermit. Has no one noticed this yet? I keep wanting to do a video of when Han's like, take off that mask, you don't need it. What do you think you'll see? And then it just be Kermit's face.
Take it off, it's Kermit.
Adam Driver sounds like Kermit the Frog. It bothers me that no one else has realized this.
It's more like his inflection.
It is. But he also does it on girls.
I never watched Girls, so I didn't know.
He has that. I had a teacher in high school who had the same thing too. It's just like that inflection and that tone of voice, but it sounds very Kermit-like.
Maybe that's just them trying to be Jim Henson. Yeah. Maybe Jim Henson sounded like that when he wasn't Kermit.
You know what else we own? The Muppets. We haven't done much with that.
Muppets, the Star Wars version.
It's just us now. Fozzie Bear can't save you.
Oh my god.
And then Rey
please.
Is Miss Piggy and just beats him with the lightsaber like she would in the Muppet movie.
I don't think that Miss Piggy would play Rey. I think it would be, what's her face? The
Janet from
the
band.
Yeah, I think it would be Janet. I think Janet would be Rey.
Oh man, these comics have been very good. We've been just getting distracted. Here's the thing, they're really good, and we're going off on a lot of tangents because in terms of like story, they're actually very light.
Yeah.
It's very much setting up these
You get a lot of information, but it's a very light when it comes to storytelling.
Yeah, and you're going to get four more, so it is a lot of that. It's almost the first issue again of just kind of like, here you go. Or frankly, what my issue with the last Poe Dameron was, of where I was just like, this is a lot of information, but something's got to happen in a minute.
With the blue egg!
With that big egg! What's up with that egg?
Don't touch it.
I guess I'm hoping for the next chunk of this that we do. I do want to see him go dark.
I want to see him go all the way dark. Yeah, I think it's
great. I want more relationship with Palpatine because that's the one thing we haven't really explored too much yet is that dynamic.
Especially because we know that they're really close. They get close in the prequels, and even in the Obi-Wan and Anakin stuff, you see a lot of them getting close.
Yeah. No, they're like, buddies.
They're close. And I don't... Yeah, you're right. I don't feel so much. I feel it's more like the boss the employee, not like so
Well, and he's close. Even been very distant in this one because the main thing we see him do is when he's like, kill them. And he sets up the challenge of Silo's weird... Also, can we talk about the Avengers monsters that he has flying around?
Oh my god! That was like the first thing I thought of to talk to you about. Like, the big space whales?
Why? Why?
The big space whales with armor. And I was like, oh my God, it's like in the first Avengers movie.
It's from Thanos.
Big space whales. And I'm just like, okay.
We want the cosmic cube to expand on worlds you know nothing about.
Oh my God.
One day they will cross those over in a non-canon thing.
They will.
They won't be able to resist.
No. But they're like big flesh-colored
space whales. I really didn't like them.
And I was like, it's like naked mole rat. But
I didn't like them. I thought they felt out of place.
And it was super random. And I'm there being weird. Like, whoa, where did these come from?
I did like the Rancor, and I'm super into the research lady.
Oh my God. With the permanent glasses. The permaglasses.
And I love that the next cover is just him like deflecting little battle droids and her just like, interesting.
Yeah, and her being like, cool. Let's test our next, like our most recent genetic experiment.
I kind of hope that he just kills that Rancor real quick. Because if there's one thing I'm going to be disappointed about with these last four issues is if each one of them is just like Silo's monster of the week.
Yeah, because this isn't Fantastic Four, the original series. That would
really bum me out if after like, I'm going to cling to those first, 10 issues up to Vader Down?
Yeah.
I'm going to cling to that arc and be like, that was so good.
Yeah.
Go out on that note. You've got four issues to do it and you can do it.
Let's not get convoluted.
Right. I don't need to fight space whales and 20 different rancors. No. I want him to, like, just rip that thing in half and be like, what's next? And her be gone. Yeah. Yeah. I would almost say kill Silo in the next issue or the one after.
I'd be down with that. Like, I kind of expect him to die, like, in the next issue.
Very quickly.
And also, I noticed this. I don't know if you noticed this. He looks eerily similar to one of the characters, the way that they draw him in...
He looked kind of like Doctor Strange, I thought.
Well, he looks like in the Lucas draft...
Oh, he does.
Right?
He does.
He looks like the main guy. Well, in that Anakin Starkiller's dad, technically, who's part machine. Yeah. And he has the same eyes, same bandos, had the same hair, and same coloring. And I was like, I realized that this issue, I was like, why does he look familiar? Like, I've seen him before. Oh, because he looks like
I'm ready for him to be gone, too, because there's not enough time to flesh him out anymore.
Like, if they have fleshed him, come back in something else. Have him come in Star Wars. That's fine.
Oh, that's fine too. Yeah. Have him die here and he can come back. He apparently just resurrects all the time. So show up somewhere else. But like, I'm ready for, they didn't do enough in that middle arc with his Jedi experiments to justify this. But it's still cool.
Yeah.
But that's all I've got.
Yeah. And that's all I got too. Just, I'm not down with the big space whales.
No, everything else is fine, but no more space whales.
Yeah. The only time I liked space whales was in that episode of Doctor Who.
Right. They were fine in the Avengers, but frankly, I don't even need more of them in that world.
Yeah, I didn't really like that either much.
No. It gave you the cool Hulk moment, and then I was done.
Because I was there being like, scientifically, like, my chin, you know, being like, okay, how did they come through that vortex to our universe, and how is it that... the elements in the air is the same that they can just fly like that. That's not logical to me.
Nothing.
Even though I'm talking about logic in the comic book universe.
Space whales.
No space whales.
No space whales.
No space whales.
This has been the Star Wars Book Club Podcast. As always, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/the Star Wars Book Club Podcast. On YouTube at youtube.com/modern nostalgia. Just search it. You'll find it. And on Twitter at SW Book Club. On Instagram at Modern Nostalgia Productions, where you find our other two shows, Hollywood Already Did It and Superhero Primetime. And you can follow me on Twitter at As Always Blake and Harley at
Miss Harley R. That's for Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr,
all of them,
everything,
every single thing,
everything.
We will be back next week, guys, to get into some Bloodline and Han Solo, and that'll probably be it because everyone's doing full time jobs. So we're going to do our best to catch up, and we'll get there. We'll get there.
I'll be at Blast Off Comics for the next, like, 2 weeks straight. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be great.
Like, every day.
Yep. No, you'll see a lot of host switching because everyone's full-time now. So there's going to be a good rotation going.
With extra time.
Yes. Pretty much. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you next time.
Bye.